Blog Talk Radio.
Parables, and we're going to get in this lesson, and we're going to thank God for the for the Holy Spirit that I already hear, and it's a beautiful song, you know, it kind of sent home to you. Sometimes you just, you want God to move some, but then we learn we don't ask God to move nothing. We just keep on pushing. We just keep on pushing and asking to give us strength along the way. So we come in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Father God, for the morning worship at this time. We thank you for the song that went before us, Lord. Lord, we just come in the most humble manner we know how, just to give you praise, Lord, to lift you up, Lord, knowing that, Father God, that if it had not been for you, we wouldn't be here today, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the peace, and we thank you for the love. We ask you, Father God, we get out in your word, Lord, and we reason in your word that you be with us, Lord, that you walk through the word with us, open our mind, our heart. Let us have a receptive spirit this morning, Lord. Let us be able to hear your word and not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word, Lord. And we thank you for the listeners, and we thank you for the ones that even want to participate in it, Lord. We just ask you to move, Lord, moving the hearts of your people, Lord. Let them know there's a treasure there, Lord, and you're trying to put something in their heart, Lord. So we just thank you for the word. We ask that we decrease for you to increase, Lord. Hide us, Lord. The man hear you and not us, Lord. And just we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, we left off in Luke again. And we left off at Luke 12, and we're going to begin at verse 13. Luke 12 and 13. And we often believe that he always was teaching his disciples. He always used parables that only by understanding is the one he's giving it to. You know, he had a lot of people been naysayers, you know. They came out and want to see and want to hear what he was doing. But we thank God. We thank God for the strength that he did to get his message over to his disciples so they can give it over to us. Thank God for that. Now, again, as we go in the book and it reads, we're going to start in verse 13. 12 and 13 out of the book of Luke, and it reads accordingly. It reads like this. It said, in one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brethren that he divided the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man who made me a judge over a diviner over you. And he said unto them, Take heed, be aware of controversy, for a man's life consisted not in abundantly in the things which he possessed. You know, now they won't make Jesus Won't Jesus be the ruler and judge over all the materialistic things. And he didn't come for that. He didn't come to judge someone's wealth. He didn't come to divide somebody. He wanted Jesus to make a decision on this. And Jesus looked at them, who made me this judge? You know, talking about, and now we got this controversy going on between two men and the things they have in life. But he said, these possessions that we have, no man take these possessions and put it up in pride. You know, that's why we have to listen to the preached word. You know, because when you hear the word and you start learning it, it turns around. But now he's trying to build the maturity of their walk. That's why we say when we look at people have wandering minds. You know, they go out and want to cover somebody's house. They want to cover somebody's land. And we just thank God for what Jesus was doing and how he done it. So look how he did it again. He looked at it and he said unto him, say unto him, man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, take heed and be aware of the covenant. For a man's life consists not in the abundantly of the things which he possessed. A parable unto them, saying that the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruit? And he said this will I do. I will pull down my barn and build a greater, and there will be no bestowing all the fruits of my good. Look what he did. He said, and I will say to myself, so thou hast much good laid it up for many years. Take thou easy and eat and be merry. He's fixing it now so they can understand about this hoarding. You know how we hoard. People hoard on everything, a lot of things. Just to hoard it, most of them hoard it just to see they got it. Or they want to be the ones so they have the things. And then look at this, the necessities of life. Here he is telling them a parable about a young man had a land and had a lot of fruit in it. And what he did, he couldn't put nowhere to store it. So he tore that one down and built a bigger one so he could put his fruit in there. And what he did, once he got all this, he had enough for many years, but know what he did? He said, let me take it easy. You know, let me stop. You know, I done got all what I won't get. Now I can be able to, I got the material blessings. I call the fruit of the ground of my labor. It's good. And look what he did. My soul, now I can rest. God was trying to show him he was being puffed up in pride that he had done. But the bigger you get, the harder you fall. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why you have to watch out being selfless. Because you can look at things and say, like if nothing can touch you. But what we find out, for the purpose of a man is being at ease and to have plenty to eat and drink, enjoying life. Wish, look what he said. He thought only of himself, and when he was living so easy and comfortable. But look what he did. When he did this, he built something so he thought he could pass all what he had got. But one of these old days, you're gonna put off the living and enjoying life. And look what he said, and he got a bigger barn to build to put all this stuff in. But one of these days, look what's going to happen. Now, this is when you really know God is in the midst. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul should be required of thee. Then who shall those things be? He said, which thou hast provided. So he that laid up the treasure for himself is not rich towards God. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you start putting stuff up, you know, we learned yesterday, we took you to a scripture. You know, I was listening to with the dog last night. I heard Mike Hill say the pastor was so happy to have people, you know, looked out for him in such a time, hard time, you know. And as he saw the amount, to him, it was just a thought. It wasn't just an amount, it was just a thought. Someone took time out and gave some to the church. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and God said this here. So one thing you can go back to, and I always look at this like they, just like he said, what he gonna do? He gonna separate the goat from the sheep. Amen. He gonna separate them, and then what he did, he told what side the goat was gonna be on, and what side the sheep. The sheep, we found out the sheep is the one who went out and fed, who went out and clothed, who went out and what he do, gave thirst to the one who was thirsty, and clothed the ones who were naked, and visited people when they were sick. And they asked Jesus, he said, the righteous said, and then answered him, said, Lord, when saw we thee hungry? He said, thirsty, and gave thee drink. And when we saw thee stranger, and took thou in, and naked, and clothed thou. And when we saw thee and sticked in prison, the sick and in prison. Look what he said, when you done it unto least of mine, you done it unto me. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because this is what would happen with Mike and his church when they did to Mike Hill. This is what I was saying, that God said we have to help one another. When someone is in need, especially the church, you know, you got to help them, you know. It ain't amount of money you give. It's about the what? Sincerity of the heart. Because some people might get 10, some might get 100, some might get 50, some might get 1,000. Whatever it was, when you give from the heart. You know what I'm talking about? And God, you know, some people say you give with something behind it. But if you give from the heart, God will return to the heart. That's what I love about the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? But then Wanda didn't give. He told them where their reward was going to be. He said they're going to be punished. They're going to be punished, and this is an everlasting punishment. He said, but the righteous have like eternal life. That's what we're looking for. And that's what we see here. This man put up all this food, put all the things up, and Jesus called him a fool. It's in the book. The wealth he had is not permanent. The possession he had is not permanent. These things will concave. It will rot now. Okay, how much you put it together, it will fall apart. That's why he said, when you put something up, put up something spiritual. See, that life of a man body is spirit, and the spirit live forever. Can I say it again? The life of a man body is a spirit. That spirit lives forever. And when that spirit left, the man's strength and energy and power was gone. His body had to lay down. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the spirit was spiritual. And like I said, for another dimension being, you know, it belongs to another world in this life. Therefore, all material blessing had to be left behind. You know, we get these stuff and you know, you don't watch it, you know, now nobody has no, we hoard things, you know. Now I'm going to keep this to the end, you know. And it ain't going to happen. You're going to run out some things. And what you ain't going to be, what Jesus was trying to let them know, that this stuff's going to die off. Your body ain't going to leave all this here. Some people think they're going to take that stuff to heaven with them. Some people really think somebody's going to dig a big old hole and throw all the assets in there, all their money in there. And you have seen some people do some crazy things, bury cars, people in their cars, and certain little things they like, and you know, they put in the casket with them. And let me tell you, that stuff is still there. It's still there. They can't take it with them. That's why Jesus said that we should store up unhoarded things like that. And what we should do, we should look out for one another. We should help one another. And it don't have to be that you get your name called. You do it because you love the Lord. Or you know your name going to be called. Some people do it because some people don't know what their name going to be. But I heard if you give a gift in secret, God will reward you openly. Reverend, I just thank God for that.
Yeah.
For that because I have seen that. You know what I'm talking about? I have seen a blessing. That you know, you did it secretly, and God rewarded you. And sometimes it's not going to always be about the money. If you gave somebody some money, sometimes it don't be the money. But God can open up something spiritual to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. And that's what he's trying to do.
Amen.
Show the brother, he said, you put up, you did well, but you took it easy, huh? But then he called him a fool, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
And he called him a fool because he knew this. What's going to happen here, it's going to stay there. But with the spiritual man get out of here, all that stuff, you can't take that with you, brother. You can't take none of it with you. Some people, I'm serious, brother, it's a lot of people think they're going to take that stuff with them, and you're not going to be able to take it with you. That's why that we don't oppose the hoarder things. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody said, you're saying a whole lot. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you something. Try it. How many people you seen to live this earth? How many seen the transition on and people got their stuff and what they've done to them? Some of them sold it. Some of them misused it. But look what God did. Yeah. He called that man a fool. You know, and I thank God. Watch this, Reverend. I thank God for this lesson, man. I thank him for how he's trying to show us in the lesson, do not take stuff in and keep it, you know, to mind. And then, because they had some divide some stuff, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, but then when God looked at it, he said, I'm not that kind of Jews. What he told him. But look how he did it. He told him the parable, what he believed was going to happen. And 10 out of 10, it's going to happen. Because it's just what he said. You know, really,
yes.
I thank him for that because it opened me I read this story a long time ago about a man trying to build him a bigger barn. You know, that stuck with me a long time ago, not the hoarder. You know, to my.
Yeah.
And if you're going to hoarder something, hoarder is love. And then when you get in there, somebody knows if you get hit a little, it's hard to keep it in. You're going to spread it. You're going to
mm-hmm.
be there and want to help somebody along the way. And watch this here. He said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thoughts for your life, for what you should eat. Little said, neither for your body, but what you should put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than a raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have any storehouse, right? No barn. God feed them. How much more are you better than the fowls? And which of you, as we said, add to his stature one cubit? Like we said, if you then be not able to do things which is least, why take ye thoughts for the rest? Consider the lily, how they grow. He said, they toil not, they spend not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory and was not arrayed like one of these. Help me, Holy Spirit. If then God is clothing the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow and cast into the oven, how much more should he clothe you? Or how, look at it, oh ye a little faith. And look at it, and seek not ye what you should eat or what you should drink, neither be doubtful for mine. He said, for all these things do the nation of the world seek after. And look what he said, and your father knows that you have the needs of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But rather seek ye the kingdom of God. And he said, and all these things should be added unto you.
Yeah. Right.
Every time I read this lesson, every time I read it, you know, I start thinking about how he was trying to prepare the people, you know, put worrying about the necessities. Don't you know God knows your necessity? We have so much anxiety, you know, we have so much stress that we got to have something. He said, if I can take care of the living, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If I could take care of the sparrow, if I could take care of the fowls of the air, and they go without and close them, he said, oh, your faith is so little. You know, he said, don't doubt me. That's what he's saying. Don't you know that he knows that we, remember I said this a while back, he knows that we need a house. Some of us can be for real, that we need a house.
Mm-hmm.
If we need a job. We need an automobile. We need food. We need clothing. These are the things, this necessity that he knows we need. But he told us what we need to do, brethren. In 31, he said, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added unto you. It's simple. We make it so hard. Try seeking the Lord. Try putting him first. Quit holding on to these things you're worrying about. He said, we shouldn't even be worried about that, because Jesus is trying to help us and let us know that his disciples need to know that take no thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be weary. And boy, and be anxious and over concerned, if I can be complaining with you, and be consistent in problems. Man, just be consistent having problems after problems after problems. Just be putting it. And watch this. You don't watch it, Reverend. Your problems be bigger than God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You'll be stressing so much. You'll have so much anxiety, man, and anxious. You'll be saying, man, I won't do this. I got to do this, man. And then most of the stuff you're trying to do, you're trying to please somebody else. Stick a patch on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. But when it comes down to the kingdom, when it comes down to living holy, when it comes down to sanctification, my brother, he told us what we need to do. He gave us something, and you better believe me, it was a time that when Jesus preached one time over there in Matthew 14, when he, about the five loaves and the fish, you know, five loaves and part of two fish. But prior to that, Jesus was preaching to them, and he preached over 3 days. And then after he got through preaching, they were about to leave, and he asked the disciples to hold them up. He said, let's feed them. And then the one had the money, said, we don't have enough money to feed all these people. And somebody's son had packed a little lunch. And the little lunch had five breads and two fishes. And Jesus, they brought them to Jesus. Jesus looked at that bread and looked at that fish and held it to the Lord and gave thanks over it. And he passed it back to the disciples, and the disciples had passing people out. Watch this here. Sent them in 50s, men, not counting the women and children. But they did get fed, though. But look what happened, brother. At the end of that, he had 12 baskets of fragments of left. We call that leftovers. And he pulled it back. You can't tell me God won't provide. You ever been somewhere God will provide?
Oh, yeah.
You know, see one thing about it. Even this past down in, you know, little Texas, little town, when that storm hit this way. When the storm hit this way, man, people found out how to provide in circumstances. You know, people taking candles and heating up food. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, it got real bad when all the power went out. Some people still right today still only have running water. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some people still think of this. Our town ain't used to no kind of weather below zeros and all this, you know. We weren't used to nothing like that. Our lives weren't used to that. They kept saying prior to that day, they said, turn your heater down to 68 degrees. If you don't, we're going to have a power outage. No one didn't listen. A lot of people, you know how Noah did. Noah said it was going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
He said over 100 years it was going to rain. He kept building his ark, brother, and kept building it, and they looking at him crazy. He said it's going to rain. Soon he built that ark. God made it so. And then when it started raining, it was too late. God had told him what to put on the ship, didn't he? Put two by two on there, a female and a male animal, and plus his kids. And his wife, let them get in there. It was too late for them to get on because he had killed off his sinful nature. That's what has happened now. The difference between now and then, that we got more things to have sin for. Right? Then they were It was so much sin going on then. Man laying down with man, women laying down with women. Oh, that's happening right now. Let me tell you something. Every time God destroyed this earth, it was because of that. He destroyed it. Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed the whole world one time because they were living orgies and they were having all these sex toys and things. They were doing it back then. And he destroyed it because of people's life. But I'm going to tell you something. Maybe what he did for Abraham, when Abraham said, if I find 50, will you save me? He said, yeah. If I find 40, he said, yeah. Then he got all the way down to 10. If I can find 10 righteous, would you save me? He said, yeah. And he couldn't find 10 persons. And God destroyed that town. Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed Noah. In Noah days, he destroyed that time. And then he told them in that time, when he did with water, he told them, what, Reverend? He said, you'll know that I'm going to keep my word. Because every time you see a rainbow, it'll signify that you know that I was there. Now why did I go way over there? Because a lot of people worry about going home. Get me, Holy Spirit. You worry about that transition. The older you get, the more you show the word about it. You know what I'm talking about? Because you know you got more time behind you, and you got before you. You know, and we look at it like this here. Some of us know that it is all in God's will. So when I say worry about the necessities, this is one of the things you need to do when he says seek me. When you're seeking him, you don't have to worry about these things we call death. Y'all, I'll hang my head on death because I believe we died the day we said when we were. When did the lost souls, Reverend, when did the lost souls know they saved? When they believe.
When they believe.
Okay. When they confess out their mouth and believe out their heart that God raised Jesus from the grave, then salvation is there. That's when it did. Then the book said, it looked at, but out of the righteous man's heart, he believed on the righteous, right? And then look at that, he confessed with his mouth and salvation. This one you have. That's why we want to keep it before you, let you know, seek God. Seek him, his kingdom. Seek, want to know him. Once you start knowing him, watch this, Reverend, you'll be more fruitful. You'll start helping people spiritually. Let them know that not just say, well, don't look at me, look at Jesus. And that's a good saying. That really is a good saying. But God said we should be fruitful. We should be fruitful. There should be somebody that you've been told today, yesterday, somewhere down the line, that he gave you a way to witness to him about how good God is. Some people want to give up, Reverend. Life and gave them the hard deck, and they want to give up. And God might put you in your hand and might tell you to go to Isaiah 26. Can I do that just because, you know, Isaiah, can we go there for a second? If you don't mind. Because
yes,
I want you to stop this anxiety. You know, this anxiety. Yeah, have everybody going crazy because they lean to their own understanding. In that day, should this song be sung in the land of Judea when we have a strong city, salvation, God will appoint for a wall of bulwark. That's a protection.
Yeah.
Now, open ye the gates that the righteous nation which truth may enter in. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thou will keep his mind, look at this, in perfect peace, whose mind stayed on thee, because he trust in the Lord. Look what he said, trust in the Lord forever. He said, and then Jehovah is everlasting strength. Let me do this again. Trust ye in the Lord forever, in the Lord. He said, Jehovah is the everlasting strength. So once you keep your mind on the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, things move. Things change. It doesn't remain the same, brother. it moves. That's why I love the Lord. That's why I know he's moving in our life more and more, Reverend, that we can look at this thing through the eyes of God. So watch this, Reverend. He said it again. I'm going to be redundant when I say it, because if you don't get nothing out of this lesson, get this here, that he said, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then he said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which with wax and not old, and treasure in your heart. They did not. He said, where no thief approach, or neither the mob corrupt. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Help me, Holy Spirit. So whatever you putting up, wherever you putting up the last, don't you know that if you put God in it, that you know that if you do what he said, sell it, give it away. That makes people look crazy. So, man, do you know how hard how long it took me to get all this, accumulate all this stuff? He said, give it away, the possession, but seek the kingdom of God. That's the good pleasure. Somebody that had tasted the goodness of God know what I'm talking about. You want to walk with him. And then walking with him, you got to take off them heavy baggage you have. Help the Holy Spirit. You got to move some stuff out your way so you can be, you won't be spiritually trapped into this world we call a busy, busy world. That's why we look at this thing, Reverend. I'm almost home.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we look at this thing. He said, for where your treasure is, there will be your heart. So where is your heart? Have you ever been there?
Mm-hmm.
You ever sit down what you really put before God? You ever sit there with all the things you put before God? Allow me to do something here, and I'm heavy here right here. He said, let your loins be girded about, and your light burn. Look, he said, your light burn, and yourself like unto man that wait for the Lord, when he will return from a wedding, that when he come and knock, that look, he said, they may open unto him immediately. Oh, that's pretty good there, Reverend. We can unfold that. We can unfold this mystery, this warning to be prepared, brother. He just said he's using these parables and speaking to the children of Israel, and I mean, and this disciple, letting them know, because there's a bunch of people listening to him right now. But he letting them know right now, and he's speaking in what we call a metaphor, and he's like using this like a wedding. A man gone and coming back and getting married, and he gonna come back and knock. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you gotta open it up. You hear it. But he wants you to open your heart to him. But that's why he said, blessed are the servants whom the Lord will come and shall find watching. Verily I say unto thee that you shall gird yourself and make them sit down and meet, and what would we say? And will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second one, or come in the third one, and find them, so blessed are the servant. Now you know what he's saying.
Ooh.
I'm glad you asked. This Monday through Friday, we watching. This Monday through Friday, we laboring. What if he kept us doing this? what if he come back and we doing this here? We laying in his word. And somebody said, I'm so glad. And when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. That's what he's saying here, my sisters and brothers. He's saying, be guilty of watching and waiting until he comes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, watch, young man. Watch, don't be sleeping. Don't be sleeping. You remember the time Jesus took them with him several times. He even took them to the Mount Figuration we read the other day. And he told them to stay right here. And as he stayed right here, they went to sleep. And Jesus, mm-hmm. Moses, and Elijah came down. And one of them, and then when they woke up, they saw something. And they were so amazed. And they saw so much. They wanted to make a tabernacle for them, each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they asked him, was it fit for us being here? And the boys came to him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Told him to listen to him.
Yes, sir.
Do all the things mm-hmm. he said. You know, and I don't know about you. Can you imagine if somebody, you tell somebody, because we have, real. I know God has spoke to you. I know God and gave you a vision. But when you start talking about your testimony of what God has done and how he spoke to you in your watch, look what happened, real. He manifests himself in that. He comes in it to make it more out of reality so somebody can understand. Mm-hmm. Only person don't understand right now is the one is really not walking closer to the word. That's why we take the study. The Bible said, workmen should study God's word, not be ashamed, but write it by the word and truth. That's why when you see the word, when he said verse 38, he said, if he shall come a second watch, or come in a third watch, and find them, so blessed are them servants. That's what we're in now, church. That's what we're doing right now. If he come right now, don't you know he's going to be happy? And it's going to be good for you. I really believe it is. Because your mind, he's been keeping records of what's coming out. You're taking time out for him. He has been keeping records. You better believe he's keeping records on this one here. And you better believe me, some of us doing it with a sacrifice. We're coming out. We could be doing a lot of different things right now. But he made a way for us to have strength to keep doing it. Look what it says. And just knowing that if a good man of the house had known what hour a thief would come, he would have watched and not suffer his house to be broken through. Look what he said. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man come at an hour when you think not. Help me, Holy Spirit. I hope y'all getting that with me. I hope y'all coming on with me right now. You know, he took it from building a barn. And then he went from there to have us looking for the food and the clothes and know we store the necessities of life. But he said, seek him. Now he's bringing us over here and telling us about the hours getting close. The time is getting close. Be caught and guilty of serving him when this time comes. He said, blessed is a person and be caught doing his work and watching and waiting. Somebody said, man, I can't sit and watch and wait him out. Let me tell you something. When you love God, it's not a little bit of watch like you're looking out a window. What he's talking about in the spiritual realm, that you live prepared, that he come right now, that you know he'll welcome you in. What I got to do? One other thing, I just say it again. The Bible said, God so loved the world, help me, Holy Spirit, that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believe, where they go, y'all, believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the key. That's the key. Believe. Your belief, now I'm going to do this here because I just believe in it. He told Abraham his faith. He counted unto righteousness. Your belief in Jesus' death and burial and resurrection gives you the key. It's the key to salvation. Then once you get that belief in you, then you'll be like this, what he said again. Please let me read it again, real. 38, I'm going to go again. And if, that's what he said. He said, come in the second watch.
Yeah.
Or come in the third watch and find them so blessed are those servants. And this
now,
this is what he said, that if the good man of the house had known that the hour that the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken in. But look what he said, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man come at an hour when you think it not. He said it, Reverend. He said it, brothers and sisters. Then look at it now. You know how many of you probably got somebody that broke in and did something to you? I mean, if I'd have been there, I would have did this and this and this. If you've been there, don't you think they've been doing some surveying? Somebody been really looking at your problem. Know when you come and when you leave. Know how you move around so they can come get you. You know, this is what he's saying about when he come to get us. It's gonna be. It may be the second watch, brothers and sisters. It might be the third watch, brothers and sisters. But when he come, you're not gonna know. Matter of fact, Jesus himself don't know when he's coming. God said even the Son of Man don't know. Only God knows. God gonna let him know that go down. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So don't be caught.
Yeah.
When you in a situation and you know it's not, and you call yourself a child of God. I just got to see it. Some people say, well, man, I fall. Yeah, that sounds good to you. Fall short. We all do. But when is it going to be a time that you say, Lord, give me strength? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And yield to that temptation. Lord, give me. Lord, can I go back to the prayer room? Please let me go back to the prayer. Can I go back to our prayer, y'all? Let's go to Matthew again.
Sir.
It might have been a little while since we've been there. Let's go back to Matthew 6 again. Because he keeps giving me some things, and I must read it out the book, if you don't mind. And it reads like this here. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Help me, Holy Spirit. And forgive us our debt, and we forget our debtors. And lead us not, here we go now, into temptation. You hear that? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I went there for a reason, that when we pray, that's just a modern prayer. But sometimes you might can't get to the Lord's Prayer like that. And you might be like one of the ones sitting by the side of the road and see Jesus passing by and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I'm thanked, Lord, but I just don't want to lose with all I've been doing serving you. Because you can lose it, my brothers. What I'm talking about there. Have you ever did something you know you was out of fellowship with God? You should know when you're doing something and you got a fellowship pillar, because God is not going to be around any kind of confusion. You can forget that. God is a Prince of Peace. His people should always be a peacemaker. Help me, Holy Spirit. They should always try to find some way to calm it down. His people do. It should be nowhere trying to sight a riot, sight things to provoke people to do evil. If you're going to do so, provoke love. So we see in the prayer again, we see that he said right here that we got to be waiting and watching and don't know when he's going to come. But when he do come, be found guilty that you were waiting on him, my brothers. Don't you know, can I do this here? The message on salvation, a person must be ready to open the door of his heart immediately when Jesus knocks.
Right.
You understand what I'm talking about, Reverend? When he knocks on your door, you should immediately open up the door and allow him to come in. You shouldn't be taking no time, say, Lord, why are you coming around now, Lord? I don't feel like I'm ready to do this with you, Lord. I don't feel like doing the Christian walk today. I want to have a little fun. I want to have a little fun. I want to go hang with the homies. And I want to go do this and this. Man, I'm telling you, the time is getting real short, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
It's getting short. You think it is. Maybe you might not. We might not see it in our ear. I promise that. We might not see it in our ear. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I really believe he's coming back for a church without a spot in the wrinkles. That's what the book says. And when he come back, you want God to receive you in his own. You want God to receive you in his own. You do not want God to receive you in the wrath of judgment. You don't want to receive. This is why we're being convicted now. He's knocking at your door of your heart. When you hear him, answer him. Please answer him. Say, Lord,
yes,
because you're seeking him, right? Lord, I want you to help me in my weakness. Don't you know God will help you, Reverend?
Amen.
Don't you know God concerns all of us? He want to help us, Reverend. And let me tell you something. He puts you around people to help you. But sometimes when they come, some of them got some strong deliverance, I understand. But some, he really put their anointing there and the Holy Spirit there. They show the love of Christ. They try to witness it to you. We learn, Reverend. We learn Jesus is the key to salvation. We learn that. That's why he's here.
Amen.
I believe he's listening right now. I believe you right now, listen right now. And I'm going to do this because of time. Watch this here. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speak thou this parable unto us, or even to all. And the Lord said, who then is thou faithful and wise steward? Who his Lord should make ruler over his household to give them the portion of the meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he come, to find him doing. Help me, Holy Spirit. Of the truth I say unto you, that he will make him a ruler over what? All that he has. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Somebody said, what you striving for? I'm striving to be in his presence. I'm striving to be in his presence. Because as I help you, I'm helping myself to see God, because the labor that we're doing right now, because it's not going to be for here. Yeah, God has blessed me with some few things. Man, I'm not going to lie. He didn't bless me with some few things. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm telling you right now, he can take it just as quick as he gave it to me, really.
Yeah.
Remember, he can take it, really. If I start putting it before him, really, he can take it just as fast he gave it to me. Hey, really, I'm talking about, he said, I'm going to make you a ruler on some things, really. You can put this in your pipe and you can smell it. Like, well, watch what he said here. But and if the servant said in his heart, look at here, somewhere else happening right now, my Lord delay his coming, and we'll look at and shall begin to beat the maid servant and the maid, and to eat and drink and to be drunken. This in the book, y'all. The Lord of the servant will come in the day when he looked not for him. And let me say, and at that hour when he is not aware, he will cut him off asunder and will point to a portion of the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord will, what he said, prepare not himself, neither do according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that know not and do commit begin, what it was that worthy of the stripes should be beaten of few stripes. But what did we say? For unto whosoever much is given, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what I'm saying now. Him should be much acquired. And to whom men have commit much, look what he said, of him they shall ask more. That's what I'm talking about. Can I just use a little simple little thing here? If you've been on here and you've been following us a little bit, I'm going to tell you right now, you know too much. You know too much to be living any kind of way. You should be so careless with your salvation. You should have enough right now to say, I'm going to have to start looking at this thing a little different. I need to consider myself, because I don't want to be like the person to think he might not come. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't want to be like that person say, well, I got a lot of time. You know, I can still chill. I can still go do my little dirt, you know, and God going to be all right with it. I'm telling you, man, I don't know who's going to heaven. Prophet, that you know, people look like they got nice suits on and nice hats on. They're gonna be in there. You just don't know, you know. But I do know one thing about it. It won't be because that we ain't taught. It won't be because of we ain't preached the word to you. It's because of that, because it's in your heart where you want to be at. It's going to be in your heart. Because it's the heart where man lies his treasure at. So what's in your heart?
Yeah.
See, the principle that we try to teach, and we try to teach it with faith. Help me, Holy Spirit. The principle we're trying to teach with, only God can judge it, my brothers. Only God's going to be the one who's going to sit and tell you you're going to heaven or hell. But we try to warn you and tell you, man, the only way you're going to make it in, you got to get lined up with him. Somebody said, well, you just told me to believe. See, once you get to believe, everything else start coming together, brother. When you start seeking God and you have it in your heart, the Holy Spirit start convicting you. You don't want to do the things you used to do. If you are doing that, you need a deliverance. You need a deliverance.
Yeah.
If you can't resist doing wrong, you need a deliverance. You don't be walking around here because you know too much. You done messed around God and put something in your heart. I don't want to be like nobody. And I mean, you got a lot of good guys, man, can talk real good. And women, too, they can preach talk. They can do it real good. But, man, hey, how you talk, man. The Bible said, at the end of the day, we got to be examples. Help me, Holy Spirit. We got to be examples.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to be one. You just want to sit in the car somewhere and do your thing, think nobody's seeing you. Don't you know God see everything? Matter of fact, Rev, he hear your voice right now. You ain't said one word.
Yeah.
You hear that? You hear it, brother?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this here. Let me run off. I'm trying to finish this chapter. I come to send a fire on the earth. And what will I, if it be already kindled? Help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
I come.
Yeah.
To send a fire on the earth. And what will I, if it be already kindled? That's where we're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
See, I really believe the people take a sacrifice to come out to hear the word of God. Maybe not just on this ministry right here, but other ministries too. But you come and hear the word of God. You have a fire there. But he said, I come to start the fire and be in the fire. But blessed is the one who already has that fire. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the one who already is kindled in that fire. I tell you this here, what I say this for, because he's already here. I believe it's in my heart. It should be in your heart, too, that he's in your heart. He resides in your heart. He's have president over your life. Look what it says. But I have, you go this word, remember, but I have baptized. Look at that. And to be baptized with and have I straight to till it be what? Accomplished. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, somebody got to understand. Baptism is a central.
Yeah.
That is showing you the obedience of the principle of the teaching of the word. It told us Mark 16:16. He said, when we believe and we are baptized,
mm-hmm.
we are saved. But when we don't believe, we are in damn. And then he said, baptism free us from the penalty of death. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Baptism free
us
from penalty of death. And that didn't work. No, he said, you should do this until he returned, my brothers. And sister, you should do this in return. You should have this in your heart. That's why he's saying right there, he said, but I have baptism and be baptized with and have aim and straighten to it be accomplished. Help me, Holy Spirit. I suppose that I come to give peace on the earth. Help me. We just read it, church. If you keep this mind and his peace be on you, he said, I tell you, nay, but rather division. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, from henceforth, there should be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. And he's in the book, y'all. The father should be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, when you see a cloud rising out of the west, straightway to say, there come a shower, and so it is. And watch this now. Watch me walk with me. And when you see the south wind blow, you should say, there will be heat, and it come to pass. He said, look what he said right here, Reverend Henry. You hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
You can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, make it plain, Jesus, make it plain. He said, yea. And while even yourself judging, you do that not what is right. When God, look at that, when thou goest with thy adversary into the majesty, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou may be delivered from him. Lest he call and to judge to deliver thee to the officer, and the officer to cast thee in prison. I tell thee, thou should not depart till thou hast paid the very last mint. We're going to pay everything in this body. He's telling you right now that you got it. If you are in some situation, it's like I told you a while ago, Jesus is going to judge us. And he's going to judge us for everything we do. The Messiah is not going to be misunderstood. This is the third time we see how he said we need to make peace with God. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He gave us an earthly illustration on these three. Man have a bad case before God, the judge. When a man has a hopeless case with the adversary, the best thing for him is to do and to haste the settlement out of the court. Now watch this here, Reverend. Otherwise he is going to be judged in the court and having to pay for it. Every penny. That's what I just said, my little brother.
You won't be judged
that you did something good. The error that scripture said that he found you doing what you're doing right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. That you stand in his word. That you're trying to read his word. That you try to fellowship with one another. It ought to be a time saying today, I just ain't gonna do this stuff today. I'm tired.
Mm.
I don't want to do it.
Mm.
I done had enough of this. I want to live for the Lord. I'm tired of making excuses. I want to live for the Lord. So today, please call and ask him to give you strength. Ask him to help you do these trying times. Don't let that adversary win. Say, I done gave up. I'm going to stay over here. I know the Bible says I'd rather have you hot or cold or lukewarm, but I'm just kind of this man of God, we want to tell you, I have so much love for the people. I want to hold your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pray with you. But I want to offer you up to God. But you got to open your heart to God. If you ain't open your heart to
God,
help the Holy Spirit. Can I say, if you ain't open your heart to God, I can't force you to do it. You got to want to open your heart to God. You got to want to love the Lord. You got to want to walk with the Lord. You got to want to take these sacrifices. And I'm going to tell you this, and so if ain't nobody told you, you're doing a marvelous job. Because some of you are very, very, very dedicated. And you're coming to listen to God's word every time we're on. I'm talking about, we could be on 2 or 3 hours, and you're still there. You know what I'm saying? You're there faithfully. You know, and God's going to see this. And I really believe. I'm just stepping on faith that he's going to count it to righteousness because your faithfulness, your perseverance, hearing the word of God. And all we're doing is trying to get up, we're trying to throw it together. I might go for you. You might go for me. But it won't be because we didn't help one another. Because as I talk to you, I'm speaking back to old Eric too as well. I know right about it. That's why, you know, we went through this whole chapter just then, Luke 12. Luke 12, went through the whole chapter. That's a long, it's a lengthy chapter, but there's a lot of wisdom in it. But that one, more I look at it, the more it shows to tell us we need to be ready.
Yeah.
When he comes, are you ready? Because he's coming. If you come one by one, he's coming. You know what I'm saying? And I'm at the poem right here. Sister Martha, she got a roll call here, brother. You know, and Martha got a roll call. One of them says, mistakes were made. And it said the first step to receive God's forgiveness is to admit that we need it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The first step to receive God's forgiveness is to admit that we need it. Have you been there lately?
Mm-hmm.
Have you meant something to the Lord? Have you just said, Lord, I need you right now, Lord, because I cannot do it. I had some people say, man, certain things ain't doing like it used to be. And I know it, man. It just scares me sometimes, some of the things I know people I think should be doing different things. But God is looking at some people's life, and he's going to judge them people's life. We should just pray for one another that the mistakes what we made, I just don't want to make a mistake that he don't catch me in my right mind serving him. Because I learned right there, it's going to be a time I'm going to need him to forgive me. But you got to admit that you follow those brothers and sisters. And then one of us
messaged,
she got another. Please come in. The access to God's throne is always open. The access to God's throne is always open. I like that. Come in. While he's here, come in. Let him bless you. He's looking here. He said, because of Christ's sacrifice for our sin, all those who love and follow him can come in his presence at any time. He has given us the right of access. I love that. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do this, you can't do this for the Lord. But you need to tell them, did he die for me? He died for every one of us. So come.
Mm-hmm.
Come in. And she got us another one. Remember, she sent them out, Rev. This is a daily read that she sent us out. And it says, resting in my radiant presence. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, look what it says. It says, the world need a place to do not go there for the substance. Instead, come to me, learn and to depend only on me alone. And then it says, your weakness will become saturated with my power. When you find your completeness in me, you can help other people. Help me, Holy Spirit. I like that poem. He said, without using them to meet you on your own, live in the light of my presence, and my life will shine brightly into your living others. I love that poem there, because we believe in that scripture, Sister Martha. We believe in that Luke scripture. We believe when Luke was telling them over there in 22, when God was speaking to Simon, he said, Simon, Simon. He said, the devil's out to sift you like wheat. He said, but I pray for you. He said,
that's right.
But you know what he told them, Sister Martha and brothers and sisters? He said, but when you are converted, help me, Holy Spirit, go straighten the brethren. That's what I'm saying. Go straighten the brethren. That's what we're doing it time after time. We've been converted. We've been changed. There's some things we didn't know that we love to do, and that's expressing God's love. We have a love for God and love for God's children. And I know what I'm talking about when I say that. I speak for everyone who come out to try to convey some. Ain't Martha, Reverend. And sometimes others might peek their head in when they really want to express God's love. This thing we call, this is not, you can't turn God on and turn him off. I don't know what kind of God that is, people say. When you really love the Lord, man, you really want to keep him in your heart. You really want to express his love. So I thank, Amon, I thank you for this message. I thank you for the message we had. I just ask God to be with us at the second hour, if he comes. At the third hour, he comes. You know, we don't want to be like that one that said he wanted to stay home. and watch his stuff and catch the thief coming, because you never know when he's going to come, brothers and sisters. So we have to live while we're here. We have to live while we're here. We got to work while we're here. So just keep working and keep living, and you work more of seeking him. And let him come into your heart today. And let him minister today. And take it on and give it to somebody that you come across. When you hear some foolishness and they finna go crazy, and you say, man, I just don't see myself in this situation. I got to get out of it. It's a good thing, man. Don't make you no coward. Unless a man or a woman to say, I just don't feel like all this argument. I mean, can we do something different about this little conversation? Because I really believe God is not the author of confusion. And they might tell you, I don't want to hear all that Jesus stuff. I don't want to hear all that, what'd you come over here for? Why are you talking to me for? And does and does. Let me tell you something. You set yourself up, put a seed there. Do you know what? And another man come add the water. But don't try to do God's job. He's the only one who can increase the matter. You'll be surprised when someone changes. You're going to be very surprised. People might come back to you and say, I offended you, man. I'm sorry. That seed has got some water in, brother. It's getting in there. Now, if that person will never come back, it behooves you to watch and pray. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pray to stay away, because you already know that person, if he ain't been delivered or she ain't delivered, it's going to be an altercation with you and him. So stay away from him. Because you know you know him. So all you're going to do is have yourself arguing back and forth. So stay away from him. So I thank God for the lesson, Reverend. I thank God for, we always say, it's our opportunity for you already opened the rib. It's already the opportunity that anybody wants to speak. I said there's something they didn't understand or something we need to go over. You know, sometimes, you know, I know I hear preachers, you know, I hear, you know, the men and the women, they be preaching, they get all dramatic, they go to homiletics, and they get you all wired up. But I want to speak to your heart suddenly. I want you to understand me when I'm saying it. There's a time for the what we call the teach, preach word, to be in a homiletic way. And I want you to hear me, because too many times people rush over the time when he said there's going to be some hours he's going to come. He prayed for that we all be in that stage of waiting on him, not waiting that we weren't thinking he was coming, waiting that we know he was coming, Reverend. So we thank you for the lesson.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sister Martha, for the powerful statement that it went with the lesson. Thank God for everyone for your prayers. We thank you for the ministry that we try to do every day. I'm telling you, we're coming up on a year real soon.
Praise the Lord.
Coming up on a year real soon. April the 6th will be a year that we've been doing this, we call ministry. The only body I know we lost one. And he's resting in his arm with the Lord, but we lost more than one. And really, we're on this ministry, and it's swindled down. Now, it's a long way down. I ain't talking about this because of the board. I'm talking about when we start this thing off. But I just some kind of way God and gave us strength to keep pushing on. But I ask y'all to pray,
man.
Pray for us that we try to keep the ministry going. You know, whether the finance, whether it be whether it be doing to the help, we ask you to keep us in prayer. You know, we ask you to keep us in prayer and let God give us some strength to keep doing what we're doing and blessing us to present his word, bless us to have this fellowship. Because I tell you what, I make it my promise to do it, because you know why? I know my reward is going to be laid on.
Yes.
I really do. I'm not going to tell you God hadn't blessed me on this side, but I know the blessing he got ain't nothing but he got in store for me when I see his face, brother. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I don't do no bragging, but I do this here. I know he's good.
Yes, he's good.
I can't wait to see his face.
Sir.
And I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. And again, if you have me in the one, but you can't, Rev, you open, Rev. If anybody want to say something, waiting or need prayer, we here.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just beautiful. Another beautiful lesson. Another has given to hearts that would repent, you know. So I just thank him. Thank him for the warning. Thank him for reminding us to be watchful. It's such a blessing, you know, and I'm not saying it as a cliche, but it is such a blessing and such a great opportunity that God gives. And he lends us his Holy Spirit, that he guides us and blesses us to reason in his word. So I just want to make sure I always give God thanks for him, for his help, you know. And I like how Sister Martha sent, you know, please come in. And the access to God's throne is always open. Man, I just thank God. You know, I just thank him for how he is helping us walk this walk. You know, they say serving the Lord will pay off after a while, but when you become spiritual, it's actually paying off now. You know, he came, he bled, and died, and then he sent a comforter to help us walk this walk. He showed us how the walk could be done, but then he sent the comforter to help us. So, man, God is so awesome. He's done it all, you know. The only thing we have to do is be obedient and use all our resources that he's given us.
Yes, Lord.
I can tell you, tell everybody I love them. I know I don't have to tell you, but it's good. Yeah, I love you, brother, and man, keep Godspeed to you. You know, keep on. Because you're helping so many. I just want to thank God for that. And it's good to be told, you know, it's good to be told that, and it's good for iron to sharpen iron, you know. Mm. You know, how we help the countenance of our brother. How about that?
Mm.
God bless you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, man. Thank God, brother. Thank God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Well, we often give the opportunity, you know, to open it up, you know. Thank you, Aunt Martha, Sister Martha. We thank you. And thank you for the warnings. If you don't have nothing to say, we just thank you for coming out. We thank you for just being here, you know, and then. Just keep us in prayer, you know. I promise you, man. I really need your prayer, you know what I'm talking about. And nobody else don't need. I need you, man. Because this is, you know, I'm Reverend. No, I don't have no starving for teaching and preaching the church. I do that every Sunday. You know what I'm talking about. I don't have no problem doing that. But God told me something, right? And I believe in the word. He said the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. So we believe in this ministry that, like I said, you know, keep us in prayer on all things, you know, whatever comes in your mind about this service, you know. And I say pray for every ministry that opened up, you know. We're not selfish, you know. We believe in the one coming on later on this evening, Brother With a Dog and Brother D and Brother Howes and Sister Mary, I ain't heard them in a long time, but you know, we pray for them as well, you know, ask God to speed over that, you know, and the blessing and anointing over that, you know. We know this ministry is bigger than one person, you know. You know, I know they got some renowned speakers, got 25 and thousands and thousands of members, but still there's a pastor, a preacher for somebody. Can I say it like that, Reverend?
Because
I really believe it is, you know. That's why he said the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. So we labor for the kingdom. We labor for spreading the gospel. We labor because we know one of these old good old morning we're gonna get to see each other. But I believe while we get to see each other, it won't be long that we'll be saying that I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Yes, sir. It's going to be long. I hear lately, over this way, I've been hearing lately that the vaccine, you get your double book, you can take the mask off. You can travel. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing now. But I do know one thing about it. Be encouraged that God has the last say. And we thank you. We thank you all for coming out. And we ask you, just keep us in prayer again. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come thanking you the most humblest matter we know how, Lord. Lord, even maybe one didn't come and just wave their hand. One maybe didn't want to pray. But, Lord, we want to pray for everyone, everyone's household. We want to pray, Father God, for strength. We want to pray for a covering, Lord. We want your spirit to cover this radio broadcast, Lord, that it touch someone hard, Lord, in this day, Lord. Whether it's a spiritual thing, Lord, whether it's a physical thing, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, let your heart be there, Lord, and bless them, Lord. Lord, we just pray, Father God, for the sick and the shut-in, Lord. Some can't get out, Lord. Some can't call. Some can't even move their mouth, Lord. They got breathing tubes all in them, Lord. We just ask you to heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. So we come by to thank you, Lord, that we know you're an awesome God. We know you're a healer and a deliverer, Lord. So, Lord, if we leave this ministry today, Lord, never leave us to ourselves, Lord. Always be in our spiritual mind that when we want to do wrong or we want to do right, you are even both ways, Lord. So let your increase of your Holy Spirit be with your people today, Lord. Bless our jobs, Lord. Bless our wives, our husbands, our children, Lord. Bless our friendship with one another, Lord. Let your spirit just move across this whole day. And bless the waiting ministry later on. And put it all there, Lord. Just give that strength that your anointing put someone's heart, Lord. Press with them, Lord. Maybe one of these days we might have a little revival, Lord. And it might be on this kind of platform, Lord, that we can do it, Lord. You know, we tie them all in together, Lord. And let the redeem of the Lord say so, Lord. So we ask you to move, Lord. We ask you to move in the name of Jesus, Lord. Only you know why I say what I said. So, Lord, move in the way, Lord, to touch the people's heart, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. And amen, my brother. My brother.
Been good to me.